This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
If the NBA just reversed game two because of the two lane violations, you'd totally embrace the win, right? Let's go with Henry in Akron. If the NBA, based off the last 2 minute report, took away the Pacers game two victory and gave it to the Cavs, you'd take it, right?
Of course I would take it, but I'm going to argue this fact. They could have simply boxed out. So I'm not going to put everything on the ref. They did not box out. Halliburton got his own rebound and then went to the 3-point line and won the game. All right.
We agree.
Okay.
Thank you, Henry. Jeff, would you take the win if the NBA gave it back to you for game two?
Heck no. Blaming it on the refs is the loser's lament. Come on, Cavs fan. You sound like Cryami fan in 2002.
Ah, it's like Miami.
Buckeyes.
Cryami.
Yeah, Cryami. Cryami fan.
Yeah, but because they're
crying about the refs. Hey, you know what? If the Cavs would have been able to execute a play that a high school team can execute, that is, throw the ball in bounds, we wouldn't even be talking about this.
They're
now
advanced for their age, Jeff. Thank you. By the way, I don't believe you. Mark in North Ridgeville, real quick, if the NBA said these lane violations led to points, we got to take those points away, Cavs dub in game two, you're taking it, right?
Sure. I got a quick question, though, guys. My point is this. You got three referees out there. The action is stopped on the court. How do three referees miss it not once, but twice? And the second one cost us the game. So I would take the win, yes.
Oh, look at that. That's 66%. All right? That'd get me to the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Listen, I don't know.
But I'm a pretty good manager in baseball if I win 66% of my games.
How many lane violations have you seen called in the final 2 minutes of a game in general anyway?
Almost never.
Never.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't see it.
Yeah. Because they don't care.
That is part of the problem within the 2 minute report, right? Is the idea that you can officiate a game, and by the way, they never call lane violations anyway, but you can officiate a game entirely different in the final 2 minutes than you do for the whole game leading up to it, and the 2 minute report has no bearing on that whatsoever. It doesn't care.
Let's go ahead and get to quick hits.
Let's do
from the latest news and rumors around the sports world.
Go Angels!
To the sound bites you need to hear.
Hurry!
It's quick hits.
All right, as we have mentioned, the Celtics join the Cavs in the down 0-2 hole club. We're still working on the branding there. But the Latvian Mamba, Kristaps Porzingis, put an interesting spin on it after the game two loss to New York.
In a way, it kind of takes all the pressure off of us, no? Like, now it's, I don't know, if you check the odds, maybe the Knicks are the favorites now to win. Who knows? We were expected to win. So for us to be in this hole right now, it's with our backs against the wall, we have nothing to lose. So we got to go out there and leave it all out on the floor. And again, I think it's a lot of basketball left to play, and let's see where this goes. A
lot of cliches there, but his assertion is the pressure is all on New York because the Celtics are down 0-2, and he believes no one expects him to win. Is that spin or reality?
It's a spin, and it's not even a good spin at that. Everyone knows the Celtics have the most pressure on themselves. You can't be defending champs and then get taken out in the second round by the Knicks. Doesn't work that way. Hey, can we figure out what's going on with Porzingis, by the way, with that illness?
He just has an illness.
Something's fishy happening there, and I think we all know something fishy is happening, but we don't know what it is.
Is this more fishy than Darius Garland's great toe?
It's equal levels fishy.
But who's it fishy on?
So it's fishy that Porzingis missed like a whole stretch in March for this illness, and then he was back playing, and now he's, you know, kind of playing, but not really playing. He looks exhausted on the bench. It's just something's not right with him, and everyone knows it, but we don't really, no one's telling us what it is.
All right. We deserve to know injuries because of gambling. Do we deserve to know illness then?
I'm not sure we do. I just think it is, it's, I mean, that should be up to his discretion. I do think that. But yeah, maybe, I don't know, maybe we do need to know what the illness is. Maybe I reverse course on that. Maybe we should know what his illness is.
Flip-flop.
Something weird is happening. Can you agree that it's weird?
No, it's definitely weird. Yeah, I just don't know what to make of it. I don't know how to, like... Like, it's not something that there's, like, a precedence of, like, to be outraged or to just dismiss completely. So it's kind of just like, there.
Does he have long COVID? Does he have the flu? Is there something else happening?
Mono.
I just don't mono.
I kiss the wrong person at a bar, especially in Latvia. Get a little mono. Omaha! No offense to the Latvian contingent.
Never.
Locally.
All right, we'll stay with this. And this was Paul Pierce on Fox Sports 1 talking about what he would do and what would happen if the Celtics did lose Game 2. This was before Game 2 got underway.
If the Celtics lose Game 2 at home, I promise you, I'm walking here tomorrow. I'm walking here 15 miles in my robe, no shoes on. If the Celtics lose tonight, in a robe, barefoot, I guarantee this one. Put the house on this game. Put the house on it.
Put your house. Do not put your house on
it. Put the house on it. No shot we lose. You got a better chance at walking out of the studio and seeing a dinosaur.
So now I wanted to just hammer Paul Pierce and be like, what are you doing? He's actually walking right now to the Fox studios, though.
Oh, really?
Last week checked in, he had already accomplished 4.5 miles of this venture to walk in. He was in a robe, he had no shoes on, and he's paying off the bet.
There's a part of me that that thinks this is kind of hackery, this bit, promising something big, like if something were to happen, you'd be like, okay, if I lose this bet, I'm gonna like eat a piece of like something you wouldn't want to eat, like animal waste or something like that. That's just hacky to me. But that just came to mind. But like the other part of this, Paul Pierce is like your uncle that everybody feels bad for that talks. He's Uncle Rico. He's the NBA's Uncle Rico. He thinks he is what LeBron James actually is.
Could have thrown it over those mountains.
And it's almost painful to watch what kind of a directionless dude he is. I mean, that's the nicest I can put it. I just feel bad for Paul Pierce, and I this is the kind of thing that actually would humanize somebody normally. Not Paul Pierce. It's kind of a jag.
Oh, I could see in your eyes. I could tell that you got excited at the idea that he was actually out there in the robe, no shoes, walking all the way to work. Didn't do it for you.
Nah, just didn't do it for me. Omaha! Virginia Tech is known for playing Enter Sandman by Metallica ahead of Tech games last night. Metallica played Lane Stadium. I gotta tell you, I watched every damn video of this. There was a full 6-minute video where like you could hear one of the young kids in the crowd, because they were up in the cheaper seats, as it were, just screaming, holy bleep, because he just couldn't believe it was happening. Like, I gotta be honest, I have a dubious relationship with people that went to Tech. I have no allegiance to it, but like Meredith, we love Meredith. She went to Tech, great person. Other people that I've worked with, because Charlotte is a lot of techies, techers, I don't know what you would call them. The point is, they have a lot of them. They're kind of not the best. Like, I didn't have the best relationship with them, and yet I was smiling from ear to ear, goosebumps across my arm that Metallica played Lane Stadium, that they got that moment. It was really cool.
Who had Enter Sandman first, Virginia Tech or Mariano Rivera?
I actually do think it was Virginia Tech. Virginia Tech, I think, goes all the way back to...
Like, what, the debut of the song?
I don't know if it's that early.
When did the song come
like,
out?
It came out in like 90 or 91. And I think Virginia Tech adopted it in 94 or 95.
I do know that Mariano did not have like, it was not his call. You know, like most closer songs are like they come up with it and it's their decision
like Timmy
and all that.
Trumpet or whatever.
Yeah. Exactly right. Yeah. No, it was like the Yankees production team was the ones that's like, you need to have something to come out to. We chose this for you. Mariano did not care about music at all and was just kind of like, okay.
All right, do we have the research on this, Mac?
We do indeed. Mariano Rivera started doing the Enter Sandman in July of 1999, and Virginia Tech started it in 2000.
Oh,
Bit Stealers, Virginia Tech. How about that?
It's hateful. It's a really nice moment.
I'd feel better if they played on Mariano Rivera's patio than playing at Virginia Tech now. Analysis.
The most overrated closer in baseball history.
Whoa! What?
He's the Derek Jeter of closers.
What?
Yeah, you just play 20 years somewhere and get a bunch of saves. Yeah, great job, Mariano.
You want to go to Billy Wagner? You want to go to Trevor Hoffman?
We put some respect on those.
We can have the discussion, but Mariano's not overrated.
Yeah, if he played in Cincinnati, Anaheim, and New York, Wouldn't have been a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Bad take.
A closer got almost unanimous anointment. You know what I mean? He's the second highest voting percentage of baseball Hall of Famers. That's overrated. He's a closer. You get 71.
If you're not putting him in the hall, you're not putting any closer in the hall.
75.03 on the third time you're in the ballot. Nothing more from me.
Hey, you know what? Now you're getting another baseball story just because of that. just because of that right there, you get another baseball story. And you know what? It's going to be one I think you won't even like. That's what I'm doing, you know.
Show me.
That's right. Baseball is launching a new stat called the True Home Run. Okay, what this is, and this is baseball. This is not ESPN and their Fugazi, hey, QBR matters. No, this is Major League Baseball. It's going to track balls that clear at least half of all Major League stadiums starting in 2026. Players are going to have a separate home run total based on league-wide ballpark eligibility tracked by StatCast. So when you go to MLB.com, it'll say the amount of home runs you actually hit, and then to the right of it, it's going to say that the amount of home runs you would have hit had any of your balls been in at least half of Major League stadiums.
Now, how do you measure this? Is it from the tip of home plate to where it gets hit, or is it from like the front part of home plate? So they measure from the tip, or they measure from the front of home plate?
I don't know that answer.
For true home runs. I just want to make sure. Or is it where the guy stands?
No.
Is it relative to each guy?
It's how far they hit it. I don't know if it starts at the beginning or the front of the plate.
Okay. I don't need the extra quarter inch. I just want to know for my own, you know, because I tabulate. By the way, I think you got played. I think that's a bit. I don't think it's a real thing.
You think I got played?
I really do. I think I saw a lot of people saying that was a parody account that tweeted that out.
Oh no.
This is
really?
I'm Paul
that was Sim a that was
again.
A hold on. That was a real I think that was like Buster Olney I got that from.
I think
now
I,
did they get played? Because that might have happened.
I think it's
was it
a
Buster
bit.
Olney or Buster Only?
It's true.
It was the Talking Baseball podcast. Okay. Maybe it sounded so dumb I thought that you would do this. I thought you'd get mad at
this.
It. No, I thought you'd get mad at it.
Personal very quickly.
No, I thought you'd get mad at it.
Everyone knows you measure from the tip of the plate.
This was not going to come up. This only came up because of Mariano Rivera. I had this one only if I got mad at Nick at any of the things that he did. And I was like, the Rivera one sent me. This was not going to come up.
I just love that.
All sincerity. You let me break that down for like a minute before you told me.
Because I felt guilty because I'd already done several other things, including disparaging apparently your childhood hero, Mariano Rivera.
Talking baseball. Yeah, I think that one might be a parody, Nick.
Talking
baseball might not be real.
Not a legitimate thing.
Oh, we got to get back to fact checking around here.
We got to. Yes, yeah. We do.
Oh, yeah. You taking Robert's DMs as if Mason
that
Graham drives
weeks
a minivan.
Ago. I'm a new and improved radio host since then.
Hey, Mason Graham, how about that minivan? That almost happened.
No,
based off of a DM from Robert.
Never happened on air. That you unscrupulous. This is why you're not a priest. This is exactly why you never became a priest.
This is why.
This and like 20 other more valid reasons.
Christ
but this
has
one-
died. Christ has risen. Christ will come again.
You sound like Charlie Day.
The Nightman cometh?
Yes.
Day Man.
That was not bad. Wasn't good. It was not bad. Well, we are officially off the rails here, folks. The two-way street with Quinshon Judkins coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.